A Tampa native is helping to educate women in war-torn Rwanda. Elizabeth Dearborn Davis, the co-founder and CEO of the Aquila Institute for Women, has brought two of her students to the United States to tell people about Aquila. Anita Umtoni is a student at the Aquila Institute for Women.
Aquila Institute has helped us a lot because we are learning about hospitality, tourism, leadership skills, hotel management. But before, there was no opportunity to go to school for young women. So the life, it has changed for us because we are now learning things that in Rwanda, hospitality and tourism is the sector which is growing up. So Aquila is helping Rwanda in developing and training young women.
Rwandans study French in grade school but are learning English at the Aquila Institute for Women. Because of her training at Aquila, Anita Umtoni is able to work as a receptionist in a hotel.
After finishing my high school, I sited 2 years, just not having hope for the future, not going to school. But after being at Aquila, we started this year, at the beginning of this year. Only in June, I got a job, and from school, I go to work, and then it has been helpful to me. Now I'm earning some money, and I help my family. So I think that after graduating, everything will be better than I'm living. The life will be changing. And now I'm working in a hotel as a receptionist. I started as a housekeeper, working in the industry, and I'm learning and I'm getting some experience.
Bati Giselle is also a student at Aquila in Rwanda, now touring the U.S.
Aquila Institute for Women means a lot to me because I used to go to sit at home without having hope for the future, and I got a scholarship at Aquila. Now I study and I have hope for the future. Aquila means a lot in Rwanda. It helps young women to develop themselves. I'd like to go and ask a job in a hotel, start to work there, but my vision is someday to own my own hotel.
Elizabeth Dearborn Davis is the co-founder and CEO of the Aquila Institute for Women and was born and raised in Tampa.
I moved to Rwanda about 4 years ago and spent the first 2.5 years working with street children in Rwanda. But my passion was really for developing my own school and a model of education for young women that had survived the 1994 genocide and giving them the skills and training to find meaningful employment and lift themselves and their families out of poverty.
And you brought these two students to Tampa and other places in the country. What's that for? What are people learning from that experience? Yeah.
So two of our students, Anita and Giselle, are here in Tampa with me, and they're in the States for a total of 2 months. And we're doing fundraising and speaking events here and in Boston, Providence, New York, Philadelphia, and D.C. So they're getting to see a lot of the U.S., and this is their first time to the States and first time on an airplane. So lots of new experiences for them and a chance for them to meet some of our supporters and explain what life is like in Rwanda and to learn more about the U.S. as well.
And you have an event in Tampa tomorrow?
Yes, we have an event for the Aquila Institute tomorrow night at the Straz Center downtown that begins at 6:30.